Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call
563-999-3560.
That's
563-999-3560.
And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Yo, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 5 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2020.
Well, you know, I was telling you a story about my teen mother, who was the mother of my baseball team that I was coaching at the park. And she was coming to the nightclub that I was DJing at. And we were hanging out real tough. I really liked her. But she was dating my buddy. So I couldn't date her. And I left her alone. I mean, I still talk to her. She was my friend. But I couldn't get close to her like I really wanted to. So she brought her girlfriend from work to the club, and she introduced me to her. And this girl looked like my mother. She was beautiful. She was tall. She was big-breasted, big booty. She had pretty hair. She had beautiful eyes. Oh, she was gorgeous. And I really liked her a lot. So I was talking to her. And we became good friends.
It is.
Love,
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. Welcome to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk NFL football. Let's talk football. All right, DJ Papa D, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, how was your weekend this weekend? Was it good? Was it fantastic? It's the first weekend in December. I know it was a great weekend.
Aside from all the rain we got, it was it was okay.
Oh, you got rain in Oakland, huh? Oh, that's all right, then. That sounds good. I don't think we had any rain in Las Vegas, so I don't know. It was cold, though. It got down to about 30 degrees at night, so it was cold, and we didn't get any rain. Well, all right. Well, let's talk Monday's football. I mean, football for last week, week 13. So let's go over Thursday night's games, which was Thanksgiving Thursday. So let's go over the games that played on Thursday. Game one was who?
Did you say Thanksgiving Thursday?
Yeah, I think wasn't last Thursday Thanksgiving Thursday? Am I a week ahead or a week behind?
You're a week behind.
Today's the fifth. So last week was Thursday. Thanksgiving Thursday was last week.
Today's the fifth, which means last Monday was the 28th. Anyway,
was last Thursday.
Anyway,
okay. So we only
it was
had
a Thursday.
One game.
It was a Thursday. It was a Thursday before last Monday. So 2 weeks ago. But anyway, last Thursday night,
we only had one game. Right.
The Buffalo Bills beat the New England Patriots 24-10. You bet on Bills and over, and it was Bills, but under.
Right. That's a win for G Money. Buffalo won the game. All right. Now, let's go to game number two. That was on Sunday. I'm thinking I had a good week this weekend, so we'll see.
Yeah. I think you did, too. Game number two, the Green Bay Packers beat the Chicago Bears 28-19. You bet on Packers and over, and it was Packers and over.
Right. That's what I was betting on. I bet on the Packers to win. So that's two wins and no losses. I'm 2-0 going into game number three.
Game number three. The Steelers beat the Atlanta Falcons 19-16. You bet on Falcons and under, and it was Steelers and under.
Wow. Falcons almost won the game. I couldn't believe they let Pittsburgh score in the fourth quarter to go ahead and win the game. All right. Well, that's one loss for me. All right. So I'm 2-1. Going into game number four.
Game number four, Minnesota Vikings beat the New York Jets 27-22. You bet on Vikings and over, and it was Vikings and over.
Yep, that's a win for G Money. All right, so that makes me 3-1. So let's go to game number five.
Game number five. The Detroit Lions beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 40-14. You got Lions and under, and it was Lions, but over.
All right. Well, I won the game because I bet on the Lions to win, and I said it was going to be an under, a low-scoring game, huh? All right. Well, that was a win for G-Money. So that makes me 4-1. So let's go to game number six.
Game number six, Philadelphia Eagles beat the Tennessee Titans 35-10. You bet on Eagles and over. It was Eagles and over.
Right. That's a win for G-Money. All right. So that's 5-1. Let's go to game number seven.
Game number seven, the Cleveland Browns beat the Houston Texans 27-14. You bet on Browns and over. It was Browns, but under.
Ooh. All right. Well, G-Money wins another one. So that's, what, 5-1? That's 6-1. Let's go to game number eight.
Game number eight, between the New York Giants and the Washington Commanders, ended in a tie game, 20-20. You bet on Commanders and over, but it was a tie game.
It was a tie game. Man, I couldn't believe that. They got down to the fourth quarter, and they had to go into overtime. And they went into overtime, and the game ended in a tie. First overtime game this year, and it ended in a tie. All right. Well, that puts a one in the tie section for G Money. So I'm 5-1-1. So let's go to game number seven, number eight.
You're 6-1-1.
Okay. 6-1-1. So game number nine.
The Baltimore Ravens beat the Denver Broncos 10-9. You bet on Ravens and over, and it was Ravens, but under.
Ooh, nobody scored in that game. Well, I knew Baltimore was going to have a problem because they played in Denver, and a lot of teams have a problem with the atmosphere when they play in the Mile High City. So that's what happened. That's why they didn't score a lot of points. But they won the game. So that's a win for G Money. So I'm 7-1-1. Let's go to game number 10.
Game number 10, the San Francisco 49ers beat the Miami Dolphins 33-17. You bet on Niners and over, and it was Niners and over.
That's right. That's a win for G Money. All right. So that's, what's that, 9-1-1. So let's go to
game number 8-1-1.
Okay. Game number 11 then.
Game number 11, Seattle Seahawks beat the LA Rams 27-23. You bet on Seahawks and over. It was Seahawks and over.
Oh, yeah, that's a win for G-Money. I'm telling you, I had a great week. So what is that? That's 10-1-1?
9-1-1.
9-1-1. Okay, so that's 11 games. So let's go to game number 12.
Game number 12, the Raiders beat the Chargers 27-20. You've been on Chargers and under, but it was the Raiders and under.
And what was the score of that game?
27-20.
So I bet Chargers and under or over?
Under. You got Chargers and under. And it was Raiders and over.
I would have lost anyway, so it was Raiders and over. All right.
Yep.
Well, I lost. I lost that game. Okay. So I'm 9-2-1. Let's go to game number 13.
Game number 13, the Cincinnati Bengals beat the Kansas City Chiefs 27-24. You've been on Chiefs and over, and it was Chiefs. It was Bengals and under.
Oh, Kansas City lost to the Cincinnati Bengals? Oh, no. Oh, Cincinnati's getting their game plan together. They're ready to go to the playoffs. Oh, they beat the number one team in the NFL. Well, close to the number one team. Philadelphia Eagles is the number one team. But Cincinnati's showing great pride and great strength. And, oh, man, the power of the Cincinnati Bengals is stepping up. All right. Well, that's 9-3-1. Let's go to game number 14.
Game number 14, the Dallas Cowboys beat the Indianapolis Colts 54-19. 54-19. You've been on Cowboys and over, and it was Cowboys and over.
Oh, yeah. I knew the Cowboys were putting a licking on people. They were beating people 40 and 44 to something. So they scored 54 points on the Colts. Oh, man, they set a precedent in the NFL. That's what they did. They let put notice out to all the teams in the NFL that the Cowboys are back. Watch out, everybody, because the Dallas Cowboys are back with the vengeance. All right. Well, I picked the Cowboys to win that game. So that's 10-3-1. Is that my record now? 10-3-1?
Yep, 10-3-1. And that that was game number 14. Game number 15 is tonight, and that's the New Orleans Saints playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa Bay. And they're giving the Saints 4 points. You're betting on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and over.
Yeah. All right. I'm taking Tampa Bay. So Tampa Bay better come through. But I got 10 wins that week. 10 wins, 3 losses, and 1 tie. I should have had 11 wins and 3 losses instead of 10 wins. I should have 11 wins this week. But everybody around the world, this is G Money Sports Report, and I finished 10-3-1. That's a good week for anybody betting on football in the NFL. So you follow G Money's picks and you can win some money in the casino. All right. Well, that's G Money's sports report for today, December 5th, 2022. So DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break and we'll be back for more of the show. In a minute.
So, one day I was in a game. I was playing against my buddy's team. And the team I was playing for, I was new to the team. So I hadn't really established myself in a position. They just kind of put me wherever they could fit me in for the game. Now, right field is right behind the second baseman. that's the position that they usually put the sorry baseball players, because nobody hits the ball to right field. So they put a lot of non-ball players in right field. If you have somebody that can't throw real far, they put them in right field. Or you put somebody that's real slow, they put them in right field. Or somebody that can't catch a fly ball, they put them in right field. So they put me in right field. Today is a celebration to celebrate the life of our mother. At the age of 16, her mother died and left her all alone in this world. So she finished high school, and then she got a scholarship to go to Langston University, where she pledged Alpha Kappa Alpha, and she was on the Queen's Court. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
So she graduated from the university and she moved to Los Angeles, where she met my father. And in 1955, they got married. And in 56, she had her first baby. So in 1957, my mother had another baby. He was a preemie, but he survived. And that's me. And I'm my mother's first and oldest child. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
My mother was there all the time. And when I played football at the park, I would get interceptions, and my mother would be hollering, "Run, baby, run!" And my mother sewed an outfit for me. She made a jacket and she made pants. Maybe 10th grade when she made that. And I was really grateful that she made my outfit. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
Yeah, Mama was very creative, and she spent a lot of time on her sewing machine. And then she transferred to the IRS, and she became a CPA. She was married for 58 years.
She raised four hard-headed kids who are always getting into trouble.
We love our mother, and we care about our mother. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
The thing that I remember most is that Mom was always sacrificing for us. She always put her kids and her family first before she put herself.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. She made it possible for us to be involved in everything that we did in our life. She even pushed us when we didn't want to do stuff. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
She got us involved in doing stuff. And that's what I really appreciate about her. Because she always let me do whatever I wanted to do. And she thought it was just the best thing for me to be involved.
She was so supportive, you know what I mean? Like, anything and everything we did, it was just like, yep, Mom is right there with it. Mom, how can we get this? Yeah.
Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
Yeah, when I was doing concerts in Compton, I came up short paying my DJ because I didn't sell enough tickets. And Mama came and bought me the money to pay my DJ. I appreciate it, and I love you, and I love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
Yeah, thank you, Mama. We love you.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama. Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
And then we had another girl named Val, and she would get picked because she was real fast. In fact, a lot of guys used to mess with her because she was really pretty, but she wore a wig, and they would snatch her wig off her head, and she would chase them all around. She was about 6th or 7th grade, but she might have been going to a special school. I don't know if she lost all her hair because she had cancer or what was going on with her. And the guys used to go by and pull her wig off her head, and she would take off and chase them all around until she caught them and she'd sock them. They didn't really get away from her while they were running from her. But she was a real fast girl, and we put her on our team every time we got a chance to.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a short joke for you. If big-breasted women work at Hooters, where do one-legged women work? Do you know? They work at the IHOP, and her name is Eileen. Eileen to the left, Eileen to the right. Eileen serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day and all night. Oh, I got another one for you. There was a little boy that lived in the neighborhood, and he went next door to the girl's house, and he had a good time. He played with her all day, and he came home at night, and at dinner, he told his dad that he had played with the girl next door, and he had a lot of fun, and he really liked her a lot. And his daddy said, "Don't get excited about her, son, because she's your sister." And he said, "Oh," and he went to bed, and he got up the next day, and he went across the street from their house, and he met this other girl, and he played with her all day, and he had a good time, and he came home for dinner that next night, and he told his daddy he met a girl that lives across the street from them. And he had a good time. He really liked her a lot. And his daddy said, "Don't get excited about her because she's your sister." And then he went to bed, and he got up the next day, and he went across the street down to the corner, and he met another girl that was living on the corner, and he played with her all day. And he had a good time. And he came home that night, and at dinner, he told his daddy that he met a girl that lives across the street, down the block at the corner, and he played with her all day, and he had a good time. He liked her a lot. And his father said, "Don't get excited about her, because she's your sister." And he was like, "What?" So he went to bed. And he got up the next day, and he went around the corner from his house, and he met a girl that lived on the corner, and he played with her all day. And she was tall and thin, and she had blue eyes and wore eyeglasses, and she seemed to be really smart, and he really liked her a lot. And he thought maybe when he got older, he would marry her. And he went home that night and told his daddy that he had met this girl that lives around the corner from him. And she was really pretty, and he liked her a lot. And his daddy said, "Don't get excited about her, because she's your sister." And he was like, "What? Why every time I meet a girl and I like her, you always tell me it's my sister? That's ridiculous. I don't know what to think. I'm so confused. I don't know how I'm supposed to ever get a girlfriend if every girlfriend I get, you say, is my sister. Mama, mama." And his mother came in there and said, "Yeah, baby, what can I do for you?" She said, "Mama, every time I meet a girl, I come home and tell Daddy that I met a girl and I liked her. And he tells me, don't get excited about it because she's my sister. How am I supposed to feel? I don't know if I'm supposed to like these girls or what. So can you help me, Mama?" And his mother said, well, don't worry about anything that that man tells you, because see, he's really not your daddy. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, another one for you. There was a young man that went to church, and during devotion, everybody stood up, and the lady in front of him had her dress tucked inside her panties. So he reached over and pulled the dress out of the lady's panties, and she socked him in the eye. So he went home, and his daddy asked him, what happened to your eye? How did you get a black eye? He said, well, Daddy, we were in church, and we stood up for devotion, and the lady in front of us had her dress tucked inside her panties. So I pulled the dress out of her panties, and she socked me in the eye. And his father said, well, if you're going to do something nice for somebody, you need to let them know that you're going to do something so they don't think that you're trying to take advantage of them, that you're trying to hurt them in any way. You warn them before you do it that you're going to do something that might be a little awkward for them. And that way they can be prepared for what you do, and they won't feel like you're taking advantage of them. Okay? And the little boy said, yeah, Daddy, I understand. Okay. So they went to church next week, and they stood up for devotion again in the church. And the lady was standing in front of the young man and his friend, and her dress was tucked inside her panties again. But the little boy didn't do anything. His buddy that was standing next to him reached over and pulled the dress out of the lady's panties. But the little boy knew that she didn't like that. So he tucked it back in, and she socked him in the eye again. Oh, I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Okay, DJ, how about a song? Maybe a song by Nipsey Hussle or a song by the All-Star West Coast Rappers or a song by Mystical. I like all of those songs. So pick a song and play one for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So we go 12 deep to the park, and they found the four dudes that had jumped them, and we let them know, you don't mess with us. And they threw down. They beat these dudes up. They kicked their butt. But it was 12 on 4. Of course we were going to win that fight, but it didn't end there. The dudes that got beat up, they started whistling. And everybody that was gang-affiliated came to their rescue. They jumped out of the pool. They came out of the front. They hopped the fence, and the pool was empty. And everybody surrounded my 12 friends, and they started fighting.
Yeah. So motherfucking hood, it's your Uncle Snoop, Ego Double G. Ooh wee, you know how we do it on the West Coast, huh? Real talk, West West, y'all. Dig it, dig it, dig it, dig it, y'all.
Get a hold on me, streets won't let me go. I'm in love, it takes a toll on me when I try to leave it alone. I can't say no to the gangsters.
Gangsters. dope double. Block hugger, cop duckers, yeah, I'm all that. I laid it out, I hate it, trying to see me fall back. I was once told that everything glitter, it is not gold. And money over bitches is the motto. Still some of these suckers think that I owe them a dollar or a dime. I'm a product of my grind, what the fuck is on your mind? When you talk, I don't listen, cause a lot of niggas lie. Rule one, gotta get it, gotta flip it, gotta find your position while you in a South Central state of mind. Another nip bustle, you will never find. Take a look into my eyes, see I forever shine. They shouldn't have showed me that, you niggas shouldn't have told me that. The streets ain't nothing on me, cause always trying to hold me back.
Get a hold on me, streets won't let me go. I'm in love, it takes a toll on me. When I try to leave it alone, I can't say no to the gangsters line.
In the half, I put the clip in the mag, put the zip in the bag. East side rolling in the six deuce rag. Don't be slipping, crippin', we will get you fast. Streets be calling, seesawing, never stalling. You hauling, play calling, free falling. Say it with me, nephew, we falling. Get a zone, hit it, hit it, get it on. Yes, indeed, the Capital West and Double OP been doing the gangsta shit since 83 back in the LBC. Check my files, nigga, check my pedigree. Ask the homie Big D, nigga, let it see. Another Snoop Dogg, there will never be. Take my eyes, have a look, and you will never see. You shouldn't have shown me that. You niggas shouldn't have told me that. The streets and the big homies are always trying to hold me back.
Get a hold on me. Streets won't let me go. I'm in love. It takes a toll on me. When I try to leave it alone, I can't say no to the gangsters alive.
$1,000 in my blue dicky pockets up at Fox Hill shopping. Rolex ain't talking or ticking, they slipping. We different, big digits, six old on my check, then the Crenshaw dish. On lock, won't stop, big chain, big watch, big rims, three piece of the seats. No top, come through, hoes flock, drive slow, don't stop. Niggas whisper, no talk, cause they know they get popped. From the bottom to the top, I done told you, nigga. Self-made, getting paid like I'm supposed to, nigga. Now the hating is contagious, and the only prescription is to load up a clip and give a nigga the business. It happens every day, just for instance. No weapons and no witness, that means no conviction. While I'm mixing my Patron in my kitchen, reminiscing before I make my transition.
Get a hold on me, streets won't let me go. I'm in love, it takes a toll on me. When I try to leave it alone, I can't say no to the gangsters alive.
When I was younger, living in South Central L.A., we used to go up to Horace Mann Junior High School and play basketball in the gym. And then one day we went up there, and they were having a two-on-two basketball tournament. So me and my buddy, Warren, we signed up to play as the two-man team. I was the shooter, and he was a little taller than me. And he would grab all the rebounds and push the ball out to me, and I would dribble around, and then I'd do a jump shot, and I would score. And we kept playing like that through the tournament. And we ended up winning the tournament, and we got $100. And so we went to Jack in the Box.
And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Now we're to this other CNA. The queen of the building.
I don't know who you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking about. The girl that gave me my shower yesterday. Yo, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Bunny. Here's a comment.
Shooting at me, so I hit the ground. And they're shooting, and they're shooting, and I'm on the ground under a car, and I'm crawling down the street under the car, and I look out, and I see a bunch of white boys coming down the street the other way, and they got shotguns, they got 12 gauges, they got 9 millimeters, they're just blasting. Blam, 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 and they're shooting back at the Mexicans, and they're shooting at each other, and they're blasting, and I'm in the middle of the shootout, and I'm on the street, on the ground, and I'm under the cars, and I'm like, oh, my God, what do I do? I'm not trying to get shot. I ain't in no gang. I'm just trying to get to the party. And I'm standing out there, and I'm under the car, and I'm crawling under the car. But I noticed that they're on one side of the street.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story, Monday's radio show. I'm broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities we're talking about. We got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a short story for you. There was a man that came into the bar and he was upset, and the bartender asked him why he was so mad. He said that he caught his wife in bed with his best friend, and the bartender said, wow, so what do you want to drink? And he said, give me a double shot of something on the rock. I need something strong. And the bartender fixed him a double shot of brandy on the rocks. And he drank that. And then the bartender asked him, so what did you do with your wife? And he said, man, I put my fingers in her face. And I told her to get up out of my bed, get dressed, pack all of her stuff, and get out of my house. And I don't want to see her ever again anywhere in life. And the bartender said, well, that's okay. So what did you do with your best friend? He said, I put my fingers in his face, and I got up in his face, and I looked at him square in the eyes, and I said, bad dog. Oh, I'm G-Money. The pimp comic. I'm so funny. I moved the crowd. I made them laugh out loud. All right. Well, I got another story for you. There was a man that, which story do I want to tell you? There was a man that was sleeping, and he couldn't get up in the morning because he was having dreams that he had monsters coming out from under his bed. And he didn't get out of bed until he was sure the monsters were gone. But he had to be at work at 8 o'clock. But he didn't get out of bed till 10 o'clock. So he ended up losing his job. And then he got another job, and he lost that job because of the same situation. He couldn't get up and be on time to work. So his wife told him he needs to go talk to somebody about that problem and get cured so he doesn't have that issue no more, because they can't keep losing jobs because she can't afford to keep paying the rent in the building when he doesn't get up and go to work. So he decided he would go see a psychiatrist or a psychologist and find out what his problem was. So he made an appointment to go see this psychologist. And he went in and sat down at the psychologist's desk and told him that he has a problem getting up in the morning because he's dreaming about monsters attacking him all night. And he's thinking that when he gets up in the morning, they're going to crawl from under his bed, and they're going to attack him. And he doesn't want to get out of bed early because he doesn't want to, he wants to take the risk of getting attacked by the monsters. So he stays in bed until like 10 o'clock when he's sure the monsters aren't in the bed no more. And he says he has that problem, and he's lost several jobs. And the psychiatrist said, that's interesting. I'll have to research that to find out what's causing that problem while you're having those kind of dreams. So I'm going to have to pull up my book on Freud and on Brahm and on Brown and on Edmund and see if I can find out something that they've written about the psychology of why you would be dreaming about monsters. Anyway, so we'll meet again later on this week, and we'll talk about your problem. And the man said, well, how much does this appointment cost me? And the man said, well, it costs you $300 an hour. And he's like, $300 an hour? That's a lot of money for me to pay. And you want me to come back again sometime this week? I don't have a job, and I can't pay that kind of money. And the doctor said, well, if we solve the problem in a couple of weeks, then you'll be able to go back to work, and you'll be able to come in and pay me the money that you owe me for all the appointments that you have with me. And the man said, yeah, okay, and he walked out. But he didn't go back to the man. He told his wife that it was $300 an hour, and he wasn't going back. So she was like, well, how are you going to solve your problem? He said, I don't know. But he can't afford to go back and see that psychiatrist because it's too expensive, especially since he wasn't working. And she said, okay, well, you got to figure out something. So he went to the neighborhood bar. And he was sitting in the bar talking to the bartender, and he was drinking. And the bartender said, well, the drinks cost you $10. And he said, yeah, but I'm not going to be able to buy many drinks because I don't have a job anymore. I'm unemployed and I can't find a job because I can't go to work on time. I still have dreams that I got monsters attacking me and I can't get up because I think they're under my bed and they're going to attack me when I get up to go to work in the morning. So I have a hard time waking up to go to work, to be at work at 8 o'clock in the morning. So I don't know what I'm going to do. And the bartender asked him, he said, well, do you want my opinion? And the man said, yeah, tell me what you think. And he said, well, if you cut the legs off of your bed and lay your mattress on the floor, the monsters can't crawl from under your bed no more. Now, how about that? And the man said, hey, that's a good idea. Thank you. And how much are my drinks? He said, oh, the drinks are just $10. And he said, okay, I'll pay you the $10. And he walked out the building. And he walked out the building and he ran into his psychiatrist. And the psychiatrist was like, hey, you haven't been in to see me lately. What's going on with your problem? Are you still having dreams about monsters and stuff? And he said, yeah, but the bartender solved my problem. And he said, the bartender did? He said, wait a minute, you're talking about somebody that barely has a high school education, that probably doesn't have any college education. And he's telling you how you can solve your problem, and I have to go research your problem. And I got a 4-year college degree, and I got 2 years of master's education, and then I got 6 years of doctor in therapy that I had to go through, and I had to go through 2 years of extra therapy to find out the answers to your problem, and it cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of education. And I still couldn't figure out your problem, but you found out the problem from the bartender. Okay. Well, I'm curious to know what the bartender told you that I had to research and I couldn't figure out what your problem was. What did the bartender tell you? And he said, the bartender told me to cut the legs off of my bed and lay my mattress on the floor. And that way I can't have no monsters crawling out from under my bed. And the psychologist says, I'll be damned. I can't believe that he told you that. That's smart. I should have thought about that. I can't believe it. Boy, I'm just too through with the things that people are coming up with these days. I'm G-Money, the pimp coming. If you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, there was two men that were going through the jungle, and they were taking pictures of the animals. The lions, the tigers, the elephants, and the giraffes. And they were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds in the trees and taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. And one man bent down and took his boots off and tied up his tennis shoes and tied them real tight. And the other man that was with him said, man, what are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear. And the man looked at him and said, outrun a bear? I just need to outrun your ass. Woo! I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Okay, DJ Papa Dinner, I know I recorded a story for the listening audience. So now, audience, get ready. Put your feet up, put your head back, and relax, as I got a real interesting story to share with you today. And it's entertaining, it's educational, and it should be inspirational. So sit back, get something to drink, and get some chips or some popcorn, and listen to this story. It should be very amusing. So DJ Papa D, can you play the story that I recorded for the listening audience? And we'll be back for some more music and more of the show in a minute.
You know, I told you the other day about Gregoryville. Yeah, that's when you come off the 95 and you're going north and you go to get to Las Vegas Boulevard. That's the strip. And you go down the strip going northbound and you pass downtown. You pass Fremont, pass Bonanza, you pass Washington. Then you pass Owens, and you're in North Las Vegas. And you keep going down until you pass Lake Mead. And then when you get to the corner of Cheyenne and Las Vegas Boulevard, right there at that corner, there's a shopping center. It has a Sly Fox pool hall, little bar. And it has a smoke shop, and next to the smoke shop, it's a beauty salon, and next to the beauty salon, it's a clothing store, and next to the clothing store, it's a grocery store. I think it's an Alpha Beta. And then next to the grocery store is a super pawn shop. And next to that on the corner is the Aaron Brothers Furniture Rental Store. Well, if you go behind the shopping center, there's an alley. And there's a brick wall that runs along the alley. And if you go over the brick wall or go to the hole in the wall, you come out on 100 yards. Of overgrown grass. That's right, 100 yards of overgrown grass. And then you go to the south end of the field, and they have the water that drains from the sewage in the street. It's a sewage canal that drains in that field. And they have 20-foot trees that have grown with a bunch of tall grass. They got 20-foot trees that have grown in this area. And then you go by the trees, and there's a fence with a swimming pool along the other side. And you go to the other side of the pool, and it's Walnut Recreation Center. That's Walnut Park. So you go inside Walnut, and you pass the counselor's office, and you go by the weight room, and you go to the computer lab, and if you come out to the front, you can pass the desk where you sign in to use the facilities. And behind there is a basketball gym, an indoor full-court basketball gym. And then you go on the other side of the desk, and it's a room with a giant big-screen TV in it. And then if you go past the big screen and you go to the rooms on the far end of the building, and you go down the hallway toward the back of the building, and you go by the bathrooms. And if you go into the men's bathroom, they have not only toilets and space bowls, but they got lockers. And in the lockers section, they have a shower. So if you come out that back door and you go down, you'll pass the park, and it has the swings and the merry-go-round and the jumbo gym and everything there for the kids, and they have a water faucet. And then they have a couple of cabanas where they have barbecue pits with picnic tables. And you go past there, and you come out on the south end of the desert. We call it the desert, but it's the south end of Gregoryville. And if you go around to the big trees, you go inside the trees, and there's a camping tent, a big green camping tent. And on the back side of the camping tent, it's a king-size mattress that's just sitting out among the trees. And if you go to the camping tent and go around to the other side of the camping tent, it's a patio. Well, I call it a patio. It has two fold-out sofas, and it has two reclining chairs in the patio. And it has a tarp over the top covering the trees so that the sun doesn't get in to the area that we call the patio. But inside that tent is a king-size mattress. And where you're standing, when you stand in front of that tent, you're standing in the center of Gregoryville. That's right. That's what we call it, Gregoryville. And that's where G Money is. And he invited his friends to come down, and that's where they hang out. And it was about six people that used to hang out there because it was in the middle of nowhere. And people didn't even know it was there. They could walk from the store, walk across the big grass, the 100 yards of tall grass, and they could go to the pool and cross the street and go to their apartments or go to the houses. But they wouldn't even know that camping tent was there. It was in the middle of all these overgrown trees. And that what we call Gregoryville. Now, in 3 years' time, Gregoryville has turned into a metropolis. That's right. People started coming to Gregoryville, and they started posting up. They started bringing cardboard boxes. We had boxes that refrigerators were in, boxes that held washers and dryers. Big boxes that they started lining up along that brick wall, and people were moving in. But see, Gregoryville was run by G Money. He was the mayor of Gregoryville, and he had six security guards that looked after the property. And if you moved into Gregoryville, you had to either bring money, or you had to bring food, or you had to bring beer, or you had to bring dope in order to be accepted into Gregoryville. You had to bring something to benefit the growth of Gregoryville. And at the beginning, it was just a handful of people. But in 3 years' time, there have been all kind of boxes set up, and people have moved all kind of tents in there, and now it's about 30 people living in Gregoryville. Actually, Gregoryville is like a homeless camp, because G. Ronnie was homeless when he started living there. And then everybody kind of followed him one by one. They started hanging out in his patio, and that's where they would meet to party and to smoke and to have a good time. So now, 3 years later, Gregoryville has about 30 boxes set up where people have moved in, and they've set up their own little camps all along the grass area and all along the wall next to the alley. Yes, Gregoryville has become a metropolis, and they are 30 or so people that are living in Gregoryville now. And it's quite interesting to see how the city has developed. The homeless camp has developed in 3 years. From 2003 to 2006, it has grown. And homeless people from all over the city come to Gregoryville. And now they have a place where they hang out, where they party, and where they can call home, because all of the individuals are setting up their own boxes for their own tents and their own sleeping quarters in Gregoryville. And to get into Gregoryville, you have to bring money, you have to bring food, you have to bring beer, or you have to bring dope to be accepted into Gregoryville. You have to have something to help promote the development of the homeless camp. But now, Gregoryville has become a metropolis. It's a big environment with a lot of homeless people living in the metropolis. And they are living, homeless are living free in the metropolis. It's a good place for them to hang out. And they're coming together and they're unified and they're having fun and they're enjoying life in the metropolis of Gregoryville. That's right. Gregoryville is the place where everybody to come, all the homeless people are coming and enjoying Gregoryville. Yes, they are. It's a good place to be and a great place for all of the homeless people to get together and to call home.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com. We'll be right back.
Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show
and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm Z Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a short joke I want to share with you. There was a man that was walking along the highway, and he started walking up all of these men that were standing in a line. And as he was walking up, he was counting them. He said, "All right, that's 2, that's 4, that's 8, that's 10, that's 20, that's 30, that's 50, that's 100, that's 200, that's 250, that's 300. Oh, my God, it's too many. I can't even count." And then he got to the end of the line, and it was a car, a limousine that was a hearse. And then he found out it was 2 hearses, and they were behind a limousine that had a flat tire. And the driver of the limousine was out fixing the flat tire. And so the man walked up and knocked on the window of the limousine, and there was a man sitting in the limousine with the dog. And he said, "Excuse me, sir, I see all of these people lined up behind these 2 limousines, these 2 hearses. What's going on here?" And he said, "Well, we're having a funeral procession to bury my wife." And he said, "Oh, I'm sorry to hear that your wife passed. How did she die?" And he said, "This dog next to me killed my wife." And he said, "Oh, I'm real sorry for your loss. But what's in the other casket behind the one that's behind the limousine that you're in?" And he said, "Oh, that's my mother-in-law." And he said, "Oh, your mother-in-law died too? How did she die?" And he said, "My dog killed my mother-in-law too." And he said, "Oh, my condolences for your family. You lost your wife and you lost your mother-in-law, and that dog killed both of them?" And the man said, "Yep, this dog killed both of them." And he was like, "Wow, that's an interesting dog you have there. Okay, well, I just wanted to know what the long line of men was, why they were lined up behind the funeral procession. And I can tell that your limousine has a flat tire, so that's what stopped the procession. So, all right, I'm sorry for your depth in your family. I hope you have a good life anyway." And he walked off. And he got away from the limousine, and he thought about it. He's like, "Hey, I need to find out about that dog." So he went back to the limousine, and he knocked on the window again. And the man rolled the window down, and he said, "Hey, can I borrow that dog?" And the man said, "Get in line." I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Oh, boy. Yep. Somebody gave these nuns that lived in across the street from my elementary school, they gave the nuns a limousine. And the nuns didn't drive the limousine. They put it in their garage. And it was in the garage of the convent for about a year. And then one day, they pulled the limousine out and parked it on the street in front of the convent. And the Mother Superior, who was the oldest, wisest nun in the convent, asked the other sisters if they would be interested in riding in the limousine. And they all said, sure, we want to ride in the limousine. So she said, okay, who has a driver's license? Who can drive? And all of the nuns looked at each other and said, no, we gave up the right to own property. So none of us have any license because we don't own a car or any vehicle. So we don't have a license to drive. And the oldest nun in the convent, the Mother Superior, said, it's okay, I have a license. I will drive the car. So they all loaded up in the back of the limousine, and the sister, Mother Superior, got in the driver's side, and she drove to downtown L.A. She drove to the homeless district where all of the homeless people had gathered and were sitting around, and the nuns brought food, and they fed all of the people that were around the homeless area. And then they gave away clothes to the homeless people that needed clothes. And they preached the word of God to all of the homeless people that needed the word of God to be preached in their life. And after they spent several hours down in the homeless district, then they got in the limousine and they were driving back to the convent. And they were on the freeway driving back to the convent. And the highway patrol officer pulled the nuns over on the highway. And he went to the window where Sister the Mother Superior was driving, and she rolled down her window, and he said, Sister, do you know why I stopped you? And she said, no, officer, sir, I was driving the speed limit. See, it's 91 miles an hour. And he said, no, sister, that's not the speed limit. That's the highway that you're on. You're on Highway 91. And she said, oh. And then he went back to the back door, and he knocked on the window, and the nuns rolled the window down, and they all had their seat belts on, and they were hugging and holding on to each other, and they were crying, and they had tears in their eyes, and they were sweating, and they were nervous. And he said, what's going on in here with all of you nuns? And one of the nuns said, oh, thank you, officer, for stopping us, because sister was driving too fast. She was driving 215 on the 215. Oh, I'm G-Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, what time is it, DJ? Let's do a time check to see if it's time for me to shut the show down. Oh, okay. It is time. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So, but before I go, let's recognize my birthdays of my friends, my fans, and the followers of the radio show. Since this is the month of December, let's recognize all of the glorious people that are born in the month of December. Because Jesus Christ was born in December. And everybody was born at the same time. Not the same year, but the same month as Jesus Christ. So that makes everybody born in December special people. So, without further ado, DJ Papa D, do we have names of all of the people that were born in December that we can recognize on the radio show, followers and fans of my radio show?
Yes, sir. Let's see. Let's see if we have some birthdays today.
On December 5th, 2022. Let's see. 12/20/22.
Put out a candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
And that is a very sensitive subject.
The doctor placed you in my arms. I knew I'd meet death before I let you meet harm. Although questions arose in my mind, would I be man enough against wrong? Choose right and be standing up. From the hospital that first night, took an hour just to get the car seat in right. People driving off fast got me kind of upset. Got you home safe, placed you in your bassinet. That night I don't think one wink I slept. As I slipped out my bed to your crib I crept. Touched your head gently, felt my heart melt. Cause I knew I loved you more than life itself. Into my knees, and I begged the Lord, please let me be your good daddy. All he needs, love, knowledge, discipline too. I pledge my life to you. So
just the two of us, we can make it if we try.
Just me and you, just me and you.
Just the two of us.
Every time I look at you, I think, man, a little me just like me. Wait and see, gonna be tall. Makes me laugh cause you got your dad's ears and all. Sometimes I wonder what you gonna be. A general, a doctor, maybe an MC. I wanna kiss you all the time, but I will test that butt when you cut out a line. True that, why you do that? I try to be a tough dad, but you be making me laugh. Crazy joy when I see the eyes of my baby boy. I pledge to you, I will always do everything I can. Show you how to be a man. Dignity, integrity, honor, and I don't mind if you lose, long as you came with it. And you can cry, ain't no shame in it. It didn't work out with me and your mom, but yo, push come to shove, you was conceived in love. So if the world attacks and you slide off track, remember one fact, I got your back.
Just the two of us, we can make it if we try.
Just me and you, just me and you.
Just the two of us, you and I, yeah.
It's a full full-time job to be a good dad. You got so much more stuff than I had. I gotta study just to keep with the changing times. 101 Dalmatians on your CD-ROM. CD, I'm trying to pretend I know on my PC where that CD go. But yo, ain't nothing promised. One day I'll be gone. Feel the strife, but trust life does go on. But just in case, it's my place to impart. One day some girl's gonna break your heart. And ooh, ain't no pain like from the opposite sex. Gonna hurt bad, but don't take it out on the neck, son. Throughout life, people will make you mad, disrespect you and treat you bad. Let God deal with the things they do, cause hate in your heart will consume you too. Always tell the truth, say your prayers, hold doors, pull out chairs, easy on the swears. You're living proof that dreams come true. I love you and I'm here for you.
Just the two of us, we can make it if we try.
Just me and you, just me and you. Taking the world. Down,
step two.
Hold my hand, hold my hand.
Just the two of us, building castles in the sky. Just the two of us, you and I.
Taking on the world, taking on the world. Just me and you.
I'm always here for you.
Look over your shoulder, I'll be there.
Whatever you need.
We gon' rise,
whatever
we gon'
need,
shine.
I'll be there for you anytime, you and I.
True that, true that.
Just the two of us.
Woo!
Now. Just the two of us. All right, yeah.
Daddy loves you, daddy loves you.
Yeah.
Life.
That's a really good song. How much am I getting paid for this, Dad?
All right. Here are the birthdays for today, December 5th, 2022. Happy birthday to Denise Michelle. Happy birthday to Monica Jeffcoat, 40 years young. Happy birthday to Natalie Russell. With a master's in education, 45 years young. Happy birthday to Rohan Soup Campbell, 53 years young. Happy birthday to Tracy White Davison, 54 years young today. Happy birthday to Tasha Wood, 42 years young. Don Coleman Pfizer has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Don. Happy birthday to Anataho Gay Guy, 47 years
what?
Young. Happy birthday. I'm not a whole gay guy, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, everybody's like got their own thing. Happy birthday to LaTanya Moore. Happy birthday to Sam Jones. Happy birthday to Charity Wallace, 36 years young and sporting her blue and white. Happy birthday to Mr. Marvin White, 39 years young. Happy birthday to MJ. Happy birthday to Renard Jumpstart Smith. Happy birthday, Ivory Robinson. Happy birthday, Eugene J. Sabri. And last but not least, happy birthday to Frances Carr, wearing her blue and white. And that's it for birthdays on today, December 5th, 2022.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. On December 5th, 2023, that's 12/5/2023. Yeah, those are some pretty good numbers. I think they could win on the casino. 12/5/2022. My bad. Yeah, that's exciting. All right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's born in the month of December. I'm G-Money, and my birthday's in 15 days. So we will be celebrating birthdays all the month of December, because this is the special people's birthday time. So sit back and relax as I sing you a birthday song for everybody that's born in the month of December. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And many, many more. Yes, we have that echo. I got the volume on the microphone for the song today. Because it's a December birthday that we're celebrating. So I had to get the extra vibe on the microphone to give it some inspiration for everybody that's born on today's day and that are celebrating with me in the month of December. Because Jesus Christ was born 20 days from today, and we can give acknowledgement to him for doing what he did to save all of our souls. So until we meet again, I want to say happy birthday to everybody, and may everybody receive the graciousness and the glory of God Almighty, and may they have God in their hearts and in their lives. And may we receive the blessing from Jesus Christ as we survive on this planet during the time of the virus and the epidemic that is searching the world and taking all the souls that it can take with it. We want to say thank you, Lord, for looking out after us that are still here, that are surviving the virus and all of the evil on the planet. Because we've had so many people that have picked up rifles and have picked up guns and are shooting people and doing all the negative stuff that the devil is inspiring everybody to do. So until then, I want to bid you adieu and say, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's
affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot, and we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.